Oh, Father, I truly do thank you for those who came out tonight to sit in your presence, to feel your awesome joy, the excitement in the atmosphere, and to receive all that you have for them. Father, let the truth be heard throughout the land. Let the churches rise up and be who you want them to be. And Father God, let us take that truth to the nations. And Father, let your signs, wonders, and miracles proceed as your people go forth. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you ever talk to Sister Elaine, she's in church all the time. It's a good thing she lives alone. Or she'd get a divorce. Or she would be divorced or something. She said, you know I go to different church between services. I know. That's why she can get up here all bubbly, you know, because she doesn't go home and do whatever. She goes and she keeps getting filled to overflowing, right? Well, tonight God wants us to teach. He wants us to talk about redemption. And redemption is the act of delivering from sin or saving from evil. God said, it is way past time for my body to be redeemed from the snare of the fowler. Church, I have come to redeem all the lost souls out of the depth of deprivation, and I need you to be my eyes, my mouth, my hands, and my voice to accomplish all that needs to be accomplished at this given time. You will need to learn much in a very short space of time. I have been leading, guiding, and directing your footsteps for quite some time now, but now I'm going to give you a crash course in salvation. All right. Remember the day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were saved in one day. Remember how they went door to door and souls were brought into the kingdom of light. Well, that is going to happen once again, but not door to door. It will be massive meetings and soul after soul will cry out in repentance and come into my kingdom. And then we're going to read Acts chapter 2. I skipped some of the verses, but it's Acts chapter 2. We'll start at verse 1. And this is about the day of Pentecost, so you know what happened on the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. How did Pentecost come? When it fully came, okay? And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Innocent, and suddenly, we sang a song about the God of the impossible. You just wait and see what God does suddenly. Verse 3 says, then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. They just weren't babbling. They were speaking the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And this is what the prophet Joel spoke. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Let's go back there and start 17 again. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit. He's going to pour himself out on all flesh. All right. Go down to verse 18. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And I thought about all the blood moons we've been having here recently, all right? So that's a sign right there, is it not? And verse 21 says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is where all the souls are coming in. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent. So you're going to tell people to repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And God always said who he calls. It just amazes me how from the New Testament to the Old Testament, he'll say who he calls. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Aren't we living in a perverse generation right now? And that's what you're going to tell the people you speak to. Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. You know, one day, 3,000 street people. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. See what's going to happen? The people are going to be fearful, and great signs and wonders are going to proceed out of us. We'll hear that a little bit later. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So it's telling me here we're going to be out there every day, and daily people are going to be added to the church. You're not going to have a break. Church is going to be the norm. Amen. Then God said, this is the massive harvest that I have been speaking about for over a decade now, and now is the time for this mass convergence of souls to begin. Now is. Since when can I not perform a convergence of miracles in one place? Since when is my arm too short to reach down and swoop up a multitude of souls in one split second? Convergence, the occurrence of two or more things coming together. All right, so God said, since when can I not perform a convergence of miracles in one place? Since when is my arm too short to reach down and swoop up a multitude of souls in one split second? In other words, God's saying, have faith. This is really going to happen. Convergence means the occurrence of two or more things coming together. Children, get ready, for I am surely on the move, even as I speak this night, and the move is not going to cease. Even this night, I am preparing each of you to see into the supernatural realm. All right, now every time he says something like this, I want you to understand that God wants to do it right now. This is what he showed me, right? When I speak it from here, from what he said, then he wants to do it right now. And right now he says, even this night, I am preparing each of you to see into the supernatural realm. Each of you get ready right now tonight, and you shall see things that will blow your mind. But you will take this to the nations, and they will believe in my miracle working powers, and they shall be healed of all infirmities. All right. Many that have gone before wanted so desperately to see this manifestation, but they came on home with me before this great and wonderful event took place. God says, do not believe that I cannot do the absolute impossible. Are you listening? Tonight, even as I speak, this is what he's doing to you. You're sitting right here. I am reaching down and I am touching you with my fire and my power. So be receiving this as he speaks it. And you shall see, and when he does that, you shall see the multitude of souls being brought back into my kingdom. And I say back because the backsliders are also coming back in at this given time. All right. So what did he say he's doing to you? Right now he's touching you with his fire and with his power. I want you to receive this. God said as he speaks this tonight, he's doing this to you tonight. I don't care who you are, let God touch you. You shall see me, is that where I'm at? You shall see me touch the addicted, and in a split second they shall be made whole. Now this is what you're going to see through your eyes now, all right? I will do a great mighty work in all the street ministries from this night forward. Those who can believe will see miracle after miracle, and they shall give testimony after testimony of what they encountered. Now, Sister Lane, you cannot stand up here for an hour and give a testimony every service. And then he says street people are going to give testimonies of the miracle. So I'm giving her forewarning right now. I'll say, blow the shofar down. She was excited tonight, and I said, God, we're really going to put her and tame her a little bit whenever the miracles really start happening, because she'll just go off, right? But didn't her excitement tonight, didn't it flow into you? Didn't you feel the excitement that she feels? You know, it's awesome. See, she's out there seeing, really and truly, if you really watch what's going on here, people are being changed in here too that are coming in. All right? So really, we have something to be excited about also. We're not out there in the street, and so we can't get excited because God is doing great things in people in here. God said, you have been crying out for the supernatural to begin. Well, it is here tonight. It's here. All right. Just step out and allow me to do what needs to be done through your eyes, hands, feet, and heart. Brother Chris, God set you apart this morning. Now you watch and see the miracles, because he spoke this. It's going to be happening at your workplace. Next thing we know, we'll have him following Elaine up here and start giving his testimonies. Amen. We'll just have all testimony time. All right, God said, it's going to take the heart of my son Jesus to accomplish all this. And tonight, now this, he's doing this right now, as I speak, I am touching your hearts and I'm resurrecting what once was dead. Just let him touch your hearts right now, tonight. He's doing it right now. Touching your heart. All right. And you shall have the heart of Jesus and you shall go forward. So right now he's touching your heart and you're going to have the heart of Jesus. And you shall go forward, no longer caring about me, myself. In other words, you're not going to be concerned about what's going on with you, all right? All you will care about is the lost soul that stands before you. The lost souls that are wandering in the streets, and the lost souls that never heard of my son Jesus. That's who you're going to be concerned about, not about yourself anymore. Right now, he's saying, my glory is filling your very beings right now. It's his glory now. Allow my glory to penetrate your very beings. Just allow this to happen to you right now. Do not hold back. Do not second guess me. Just flow with my anointing. Just allow me to have full and complete control of all of you. Hold nothing back. So right now, hold nothing back from God. Just let him. You see, it's your. You've been saying, I need the glory. Well, tonight, God has given you the glory. It's up to you whether you receive it all or whether you don't. God said, you see, little ones, I must do this to you this night first so you can carry it to the world. If you don't receive these things he's saying to you, then you're not going to be able to carry anything to the world, is what he's saying. He says, you are the carriers of my anointing. You are the ones that I am using to touch the untouched world with my love and compassion. All right? You, yes, you. I have been grooming you for some time now, and now is the time. Now here he goes again. Hold out your hands and allow my angelic host to place my fire in your hands. And the reason why you're doing it is so you can go forth and minister healing to a hurting world. There is such a need for inner healings. So many of my people sitting in my houses are dying slowly inside, and they need that special inner healing touch. God says they do not know how to do this on their own. This is the people on the streets or anywhere that's lost. They do not know how to do this on their own, so you are the vessels of honor that I have chosen to touch this night and then send forth to heal. Hearts are shattered, but with this special touch I'm giving you this night, you will be able to touch the hearts and see them totally healed. You see, from this night forward, you will see into the spirit realm. God is gifting you right now to see into the spirit realm. Recently, when I've been ministering to people, I see into the spirit realm. I see exactly what's going on as God speaks to them. And this is what God is wanting to transfer to you all tonight. And you know, as you look around about you and you see who's here, The church, the original church. God made that happen because it's you that he's giving these giftings to. Do you understand this? God always knows who's going to show up in the services, always. God said, all right, you see from this night forward, you will see into the spirit realm and you will be able to see what I am doing inside the peoples and you shall speak it forth and the healing will be completed. You just notice how I've been speaking, what I've been seeing, and then I actually see it totally and completely done. This is what you're going to go into. I'm going to supernaturally open up a way for those with no homes to have homes. Those with no jobs will have jobs. Those who are financially broke will have the finances they need to not only get on top, but they will stay on top. Miracle working time, guys. This is truly the time for the supernatural world to come and touch the natural world. Do you hear this? And who's going to do this? God said, my words carry weight, and that weight is my glory that destroys every yoke. Then he asked a question, from whence do you come? It does not matter, for these glory carriers will come from all walks of life, and they shall carry all of heaven, and they shall speak or touch, and a thing will manifest. We'll go along with your teaching, Brother Aaron. So what does God say? From whence do you come? It does not matter, for these glory carriers will come from all walks of life, and they shall carry all of heaven, and they shall speak or touch, and a thing will manifest. God said, it is manifestation time once again. Great signs, wonders, and miracles will go forth, and all will know that I am God, and all will know that my Son, Jesus, is real. This is a time when the Antichrist will come on the scene. But it will not faze you, for you will be too busy being about the Father's business. You will not get caught up in the negative, for you will be too busy doing the Father's will. The enemy knew his time was short, and he knew that once you grabbed hold of this knowledge, he would have no more power over the church. And Revelation 12:7 says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So it tells you right there was a fight up there, and the devil lost. Verse 9 says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. What does he do? Deceives. He was cast out to the earth. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused him before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Verse 12 said, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. And isn't that what God just said? I forgot how many years ago God gave me this scripture. So it just isn't doing that. He just didn't get dropped down tonight. He's been at it for quite some time trying to destroy the church. Trying, right? We haven't let him win. God says right now he knows the church is tired of playing games, and he knows that you have determined your heart of hearts and I am king and that you have nothing to fear. I loved all the songs we sang tonight because it goes right along with the message that God's given us. God said the devil knows that this is a time when I am taking back everything the palmer and the cankerworm has stolen from my peoples, and he knows he has to let go. Isn't that awesome? And Joel 2:25 says, and I, the Lord, will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. God says, where will he go when he can no longer keep the church in bondage? He will go to the government. He will go to the world where they do not know me, and he will wreak havoc wherever he goes. But you, my beloved ones, it will not touch you, for you know from whence you came, and you will know you are on a mission, and you will know that you cannot take your eyes off of the cross for even 1 second. You're not going to get caught up with him, is what God just told us, right? The anointing will sustain you in the most difficult times. Hearing God say, carry this anointing that he put on you tonight, and it will sustain you. God said, as you read the book of Acts, you will see that even as souls were being saved, conflict was on all sides. So I looked up Acts 4, chapter 4, verse 1. Now as they spoke to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, and they is the disciples, right? Being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. So the dude did 3,000 one time and 5,000 another time in a short distance of time. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Ananias the high priest, Cephas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, so you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well? Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is a stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Now, we're reading this scripture because God said that, as you notice in the book of Acts, you will see that even as souls were being saved, conflict was on all sides. So what this here is telling you, that even when, with all your anointing that God's given you, even when you're out there saving souls, there's going to be conflict. All right? And verse 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness, you've got to be bold, of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, see that? They're going to say, well, where's your degree from college? But when they saw that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. See that? The world's going to know that you've been with Jesus. And this scripture really stands out to me because when I first started, I was, in their eyes, uneducated. Even though I was educated in the world, I did not go to Bible school. And preachers came here to mock me and ridicule me. And when they came here, they would sit here and cry and stand up and say, I came here to disgrace her, but she truly is of God. See, so if you meet all this criteria here, They can come and do and say whatever they want to, but they're going to have to say, you truly are. They realized that they had been with Jesus. And verse 14 said, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with him, they could say nothing against it. Don't run off to Bible school. Just run to Jesus. Let all these anointings that he placed in you tonight, let them be active and alive. And then just believe God for the great signs, wonders, and miracles that he says are going to occur. God said, it is time to rally around the throne and receive all I have for you at this given dispensation. Every new dispensation of time requires new anointings and greater revelation knowledge. This is why God's been doing all these anointings to us. He says, it is time to rally around the throne and receive all I have for you at this given dispensation. Every new dispensation of time requires new anointings and greater revelation knowledge. God said, it is glory drop time now, and I want each of you to receive my glory that you will carry to the nations. There is going to be a shift in the atmosphere, and those who would not receive Christ won't be able to receive Christ. The grace will be cut off from them. But those who have been walking with God and have received God, and even if you've been under some sort of bondage, you're going to be set totally and completely free, and God is going to send you to the nations with great signs, wonders, and miracles. I know it's been a long haul. The body of Christ has been under a lot of attack. And I know God has spoken years ago about what he's going to do with you, and you still haven't seen it come to pass, but now is the time that it's going to come to pass. He said the book of Acts is now in action. I don't care what it is that God spoke over you that you were going to do. Unless he says, I'm putting you on a different path, what he spoke to you is going to happen. And I'm hearing him say, great revelation knowledge will start being poured out upon you. And you're supposed to take that revelation knowledge, place it in your heart, because there will be a given time when he will pull it forth and use it. You don't need to be ashamed of where you are in God. Just be encouraged and know that God is with you. He's not against you. And I'm hearing him say, he will sustain you. It doesn't matter what comes your way. If you can remember everything God said here tonight that he was going to do for you, do to you and did to you tonight, if you were sitting here and you yielded yourself to God, you received everything he said that you were going to receive. Now, the enemy can't steal this. This is sealed in the blood of Jesus. You have it. What you have to do is step out there and start using it. Are you listening here? Don't hold it to your bosom. You saw how he worked Saturday. You saw how he worked this morning. You know, there was no altar call. He just called certain people out, set them apart, and did what he wanted to do within them. I'm hearing him say he's going to start sending the really bruised and really battered into the house of God. And these ones he's sending in are ones who truly want to be freed and set apart for his use. And each one of you that God has freed and set apart, he's going to start, I'm hearing him say, rally you around certain ones. And those are the ones that he is entrusting into your hands to bring them to complete freedom and bring them to complete salvation. So he's saying you can't just come to church and just think, well, we're going to have a teaching. You're going to have to come to church being ready to be used by the Father. You know, like this morning, I said, I need somebody. I looked around and there wasn't anybody because everybody was being used. And Sister Nancy was sick. And then God just saying, use this one, do this and do that and do the other. So you don't know who. Well, there was people here, but Aaron and Adam were putting chairs, catching people. But you don't know who God is going to use. The people that are supposed to be used might be busy doing something else for the Father, not holding, catching people, but they might be ministering to somebody. And so you have to be prepared to be called out and to be used. All right? Don't give God the excuse. I'm hearing him say, don't give him the excuse, well, I'm not ready, because tonight he got you ready. There's no more excuses why you can't be used by the Father.